4. The planetary headquarters and schools. The prince's corporeal staff early organized the planetary schools of training and culture, wherein the cream of the evolutionary races are instructed and then sent forth to teach these better ways to their people. These schools of the prince are located at the material headquarters of the planet. Much of the physical work connected with the establishment of this headquarters city is performed by the corporeal staff. Such headquarters cities, or settlements, of the early times of the planetary prince are very different from what a ranch immortal might imagine. They are, in comparison with later ages, simple, being characterized by mineral embellishment and by relatively advanced material construction. And all of this stands in contrast with the Adamic regime centering around a garden headquarters, from which their work in behalf of the races is prosecuted during the second dispensation of the universe suns. In the headquarters settlement on your world, every human habitation was provided with abundance of land. Although the remote tribes continued in hunting and food foraging, the students and teachers in the prince's schools were all agriculturists and horticulturists. The time was about equally divided between the following pursuits. 1. Physical labor. Cultivation of the soil, associated with home building and embellishment. 2. Social activities. Play performances in cultural social groupings. 3. Educational application. Individual instruction in connection with family group teaching, supplemented by specialized class training. 4. Vocational training. Schools of marriage and homemaking, the schools of art and craft training, and the classes for the training of teachers, secular, cultural, and religious. 5. Spiritual culture. The teacher brotherhood, the enlightenment of childhood and youth groups, and the training of adopted native children as missionaries to their people. A planetary prince is not visible to mortal beings. It is a test of faith to believe the representations of the semi-material beings of his staff. But these schools of culture and training are well adapted to the needs of each planet, and there soon develops a keen and laudatory rivalry among the races of men in their effort to gain entrance to these various institutions of learning. From such a world center of culture and achievement, there gradually radiates to all peoples an uplifting and civilizing influence which slowly and certainly transforms the evolutionary races. Meantime, the educated and spiritualized children of the surrounding peoples who have been adopted and trained in the prince's schools are returning to their native groups and, to the best of their ability, are there establishing new and potent centers of learning and culture which they carry on according to the plan of the prince's schools. On Urantia, these plans for planetary progress and cultural advancement were well underway, proceeding most satisfactorily, when the whole enterprise was brought to a rather sudden and most inglorious end by Caligastia's adherence to the Lucifer Rebellion. It was one of the most profoundly shocking episodes of this rebellion for me to learn of the callous perfidy of one of my own order of sonship, Caligastia, who, in deliberation and with malice aforethought, systematically perverted the instruction and poisoned the teaching provided in all the Urantia planetary schools in operation at that time. The wreck of these schools was speedy and complete. Many of the offspring of the ascenders of the prince's materialized staff remained loyal, deserting the ranks of Caligastia. These loyalists were encouraged by the Melchizedek receivers of Urantia, and in later times their descendants did much to uphold the planetary concepts of truth and righteousness. The work of these loyal evangels helped to prevent the total obliteration of spiritual truth on Urantia. These courageous souls and their descendants kept alive some knowledge of the Father's rule and preserved for the world races the concept of the successive planetary dispensations of the various orders of divine sons.